With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, play is up, the love song of J. Robert Oppenheimer.
You did that well. That's up at Subversive Theater Collective. You recognize the title, yes, as being a play on the T.S. Eliot poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
And he was what, the father of atomic bomb, known as the father of atomic bomb involved with the Manhattan Project?
Oppenheimer, not Prufrock, yes. Just a little poetry humor there. The script is an older script by Carson Kreitzer, and her play is every bit as pretentious as her title. But you can see why it was irresistible to Subversive Theater Collective, which likes to focus on these issues. Richard Lambert, very steady. He's always good as Oppenheimer, but having to work with the limitations of the script, which I found to be kind of tiresome. She has Lilith as a character and Oppenheimer's relationship with a suicidal woman who's a communist, and basically that's all we really know about her. But I must say that I still found some of the performances stunning. I, in particular, admired Wendy Hall. I thought as the wife of Oppenheimer, she gave a thrilling performance as the martini-swilling, cigarette-smoking, disaffected wife of Oppenheimer. When she came careening onto the stage, you felt the presence of a fully dimensioned woman. And I've seen Wendy Hall do that a number of times. I think that she was equally wonderful in The Next Room, the vibrator play over at New Phoenix Theater. And I thought in the Brad Fraser play, True Love Lies, that she has the ability to channel these complicated women. And that gave the production a heart that it might otherwise have lacked. And that's what there is to recommend this particular production.
So it sounds like the cast really makes it fly for that part for you.
They do, and I will admit, I love exciting acting, and you do get some of it in this production.
That is the third floor of the Great Arrow Building.
Yes, where you get to ride one of the elevators that was once used to transport Pierce Arrow cars.
Sounds historic. Well, the other play that I know you haven't seen yet, have you, is Boeing Boeing?
Well, not the local production. Okay. I saw the Broadway production in 2008 that featured Christine Baranski, Buffalo's Christine Baranski, as the French maid who disapproves of everything that her employer is doing. The employer is a man who's having simultaneous relationships with a number of flight attendants, or in the vernacular of the 1960s, stewardesses, each representing a different national airline. One is German and one's Italian, color-coded and very, very two-dimensional and presentational, and it's lots of doors slamming. And that's up at Kaleidoscope Theater. I've not seen the production, but it is a delightful farce. Did very well on Broadway.
And you mentioned Christine Baranski. You were in Los Angeles. It's always nice to tell our listeners how much you travel because you see so many productions. You were out in L.A., you saw the Sunshine Boys, and then you went to a benefit where there were a lot of celebrities.
Well, including Mary McCormick, who was in that Broadway production of Boeing Boeing. Her show, In Plain Sight, where she plays an agent in the Witness Protection Program. Los Angeles is wild for that kind of thing, because everywhere you go, it's wall-to-wall celebrities. Even the Sunshine Boys, that was Danny DeVito and Judd Hirsch, a handsome production of the Neil Simon comedy. But the Terrence McNally benefit, every single character played by a star, Tyne Daly and Doris Roberts, and a list that goes on and on.
It's a very long list. Jason Alexander, Lisa Kudrow, Ed Asner. Great Ed Asner story, too.
Oh, Ed Asner and Stacey Keach doing a scene from Some Men playing an elderly gay couple, where Stacey Keach and Ed Asner, it culminates with them kissing and the audience going berserk. But that's the kind of thing that happens in Los Angeles. And of course, with a cast like that, you have no difficulty selling the tickets to your benefit. Fundraising in Buffalo is quite a challenge. And we would take any one of those people. There you get them all. And they attend the parties. There I am chatting with Jason Alexander, and he's saying, oh, say hello to my cousin, Howard Simon, who's in broadcast in Buffalo, and every time I see him, he always mentions his cousin in Buffalo.
There's always a Buffalo connection.
There's always a Buffalo connection, yeah.
Well, it's so great that you can share the star power with our audience.
A bit.
Yes. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.